There's the small matter of cleaning up.
Right, well, I did promise I wouldn't cook and clean, but you know how it goes. Kate's 8 months pregnant, so I've got to use that as an excuse every time.
Pete, when you were in hospital, I kept this place spotless.
Yeah,
wow. And I admit, now you've come back, I've slacked a bit.
Yes, you have.
So I am capable of doing it, because I did do it, and it was spotless. And I could see my reflection in the grass and glass.
Right. Well, can you at least move things for me? That would be nice. Thank you. I always used to say I hate it when you clean and the woman just sits there and watches you, which is usually what women used to complain about with men, chauvinists, who'd sit there and just watch you.
You know I'm not like that, but I've done all the washing.
He's no, kept because you're washing. 8 months pregnant,
no,
I accept.
That washing room, normally there's loads of washing. I've kept on top of everything.
Oh, you haven't kept
on top
of
me. I've made the bed today, I've changed the bed.
You haven't?
I've taken your washing down from upstairs and your cup. Dirty socks and your pants.
Okay?
All right. And the clean towels. And
well, I've just done it, so I don't care.
Right.
There you go.
Just because I'm not wiping the towel doesn't mean I don't do anything else.
Keep on top of your husband, forget on top of anything else.